Good morning. It's Friday the 2nd of December. I'm Claire Johnston and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Today in our Friday review, Live News team leader Brian Copeland will be bringing us up to speed on the ongoing eco-crusade against Dundee's SUV owners, plus the Brechin man who's lighting up Christmas with an impressive garden display that's raising money for charity too. More on that shortly. Never miss an important story affecting our communities. Join us and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe. Now, anyone with a luxury SUV will be thinking twice about parking their vehicles out on the streets at the moment after eco-vandals embarked on a crusade against them by deflating their tyres. Joining me now is Live News team leader Brian Copeland with all the details. Brian, how many cars have been targeted and why?
So this week alone, we've seen 20 cars hit in Dundee, but we have had dozens that have been targeted in the city across the course of this year. These are mainly in Broughty Ferry and the City Quay area, so perhaps what you might class as more affluent areas, and those responsible normally strike overnight. Now, the group responsible is calling itself Tyre Extinguishers, and they're operating across several countries, targeting, as you say, SUVs. They claim these vehicles cause dangerous emissions and are harmful to the environment. They also say these vehicles are unnecessary and are taking action where politicians won't. Now, what they do is they don't actually physically damage the tyre itself by perhaps slashing it. They use 3D printed valve caps or even lentils to deflate the tyres, and forcing the owners to have to go and get their tyres reinflated before they use their vehicles again.
So what's been the reaction to this locally, and what are the police saying?
Yeah, well, as you'd expect, people are unhappy at being targeted like this. Obviously, people rely on cars for appointments, getting to work, perhaps getting loved ones around. Residents at City Quay this week have branded it unfair and horrible. The Scottish Conservative MSP Russell Finlay has also waded in. He has branded them intolerant and misguided dafties. Now, we're yet to see any arrests for this activity, but police say the actions are reckless and dangerous and insist they're continuing to investigate who's responsible. And they're also encouraging drivers to check their vehicles before driving off.
And do we expect this group to continue to target local vehicles?
Well, given the pattern of activity we've seen across this year, we have had several incidents in Dundee and there's been regular activity. The group does appear intent on continuing until something's done or perhaps until they're stopped. And we're not just seeing this in Dundee. There have been areas like London and Edinburgh have also been targeted in recent months.
Okay, well, now we move on to quite literally a lighter topic, because in a competitive field, it seems the region has a clear front runner for the best garden Christmas lights display.
Yeah, so this is the brainchild of 62-year-old Brian Gemmett, who set up a display on Jenner Place in Brechin. A huge number of lights and ornaments sprawled right across his garden and all over the outside of Brian's house. Locals have been flocking to see it, and Brian says he's been gobsmacked at the reaction he's had from visitors. And it's easy to understand why when you see the videos and photos of what is a quite eye-catching display.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. And even better, it's raising money for charity too.
Yes, so Brian set up QR codes on the display so people visiting can log on and donate to charity online. The money being raised is going to the local Jenner Centre, which runs a number of services in the community to promote health. And Brian's actually chosen that charity because it shares its name with his street, so the Jenner Centre and Jenner Place. And you can head to thecourier.co.uk if you want to see the videos and photos of the display. And you can also let us know if you've seen a better one across Tayside and Fife.
Fantastic. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back on Monday for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.